In order to delve deeper into scanners, we want to once again repeat a little bit of the basics, which would be for the specification part, having a look again at what regular expressions are to establish a common ground for later constructions. So we have heard that program code is usually composed in just flat strings of some finite alphabet, and in our case, this could be, for example, something like Unicode. The text fragments that are values for these tokens are usually regular sets, and what we have seen for specification purposes already is that we use regular expressions to describe the token classes, and yeah, since those sets are regular expressions are quite well suited for these descriptions. But what are regular expressions? So let's have a look at the definition of those. So regular expressions are well, this is a structural definition, so it's recursive to a certain sense. So a regular expression can be, for example, a string without any symbol, here denoted by this little epsilon. Or another small unit that is considered to be a regular expression is some character from our finite alphabet sigma. And all that is then a regular expression is built up from things that we have formerly considered to be a regular expression. For example, this expression over here, which consists in two things that are regular expressions, bound together by a pipe, enclosed by parentheses. Same is here for this little dot. So two regular expressions with a dot in between and parentheses, and also only one regular expression with a star. So these are then considered to be the building blocks for regular expressions. So you can then take regular expressions from our basic list, like the plain input characters or even the empty string, and put them into these composition clauses like the ones over there, and get new regular expressions, which you then can recombine with each other with the same means again, step by step, creating larger expressions. So, for example, you see here a few regular expressions. So they start off always from these little units, like this A and B and A, and then out of that, you construct larger regular expressions, like here with the B, you create this B star as a regular expression. Out of this one and A, you create this A dot B star, enclosed by parenthesis, and then you even put it in one more iteration and create this larger regular expression. See? So that's not so bad. Then there's this other one with a pipe in the middle, and yeah, you can arbitrarily combine them to your heart's liking. So well, whatever you want to do with those rules, you can do, and it's a regular expression. For our purposes here in this course, we will try to make it obvious which parts are considered to be symbols from the input character set, and which characters come from the meta symbols from the regular expressions by color coding them. So the ordinary characters are blue, and the meta symbols like the pipe, the parenthesis, the star, and the dot are here in pink. Also, you have already seen that over here, if you strictly denote them, you will get a whole mess of parentheses, which you could consider ugly. So there we consider that there is a thing like operator precedences in there, which would say that star binds stronger than dot binds stronger than the pipe. And to be even more compact, we also usually omit the dot operator at all. And with that, come to very concise regular expressions. Real specification languages have even more operators, like there is usually the famous question mark, which can be just reformulated with this little expression over here, which is just a shortcut for the empty string, pipe, and the original expression, or this plus operator, which just boils down into the expression dot expression star. And yeah, the empty string is usually just left away. And there's a whole lot of other possible constructs out there, depending on what regular expression engine you look at, or at what scanner generator you look at. So these might be completely different from those here, but usually the ones that we have specified, this dot, pipe, and star, are enough to cover what the theoretical concept of a regular expression can cover. So these are the basic operators that we're going to use in here. So after talking about the pure definition of how a regular expression looks like, we might want to consider what a regular expression actually really means. So, and always if we talk about things like meanings, then we talk about the semantics of things. So how do we define the meaning for a regular expression, or the semantics of regular expressions? And well, this is for our purposes done by describing sets of strings. So the meaning of a regular expression, say the semantics of a regular expression, is considered a set of strings that is the meaning of a particular regular expression. So let's have a look at how that plays out in an example. So this regular expression over here is very simple. It's just ABAB with a dot operator omitted there. And its semantics is quite small. It's just a set of one element, a singleton set, that contains this string ABAB. So this dot already looks a lot like just plain concatenations of symbols. Then, if you go over to what the pipe would be, so we have A pipe B, its semantics is defined as like the set of A and B, the strings A and B. So it can be A or B. Then here we have this A, B star A, which is, well, not so easily enumerable anymore. So here we have to describe with properties. So here you see we have the semantics, all strings that start with an A and end with an A and have arbitrarily many B's between those A's. So that's the semantics of this one. So let's have a look at what the semantics are actually really properly specified as. So therefore we have the empty string, and its semantics is, well, the empty string again in a singleton set. A single symbol is meaning just a single symbol, a singleton set. So those are our basic units. Let's have a look at the composed expressions. So those are usually set operations on some smaller set, or some set that belongs to a child regular expression of the original regular expression, thus at some point terminates. So In our, we start here with the star operator. And this is just defined as the star operator on the semantics of the regular expression E itself. So this just forwards the star operation to the star operation on strings, on sets of strings. And you might wonder how that looks like. We'll see that on the next page. Then there's the pipe between those, and this just means like the union between the semantics of E1 and E2, and this is well defined on sets, I would say. Everyone should know what that means. And then this dot operator between E1 and E2, and this is just forwarded to the dot operator on sets of E1 and E2, and well, what that means is also seen on the next slide here. So this clarifies again that the operators star, union, or dot are interpreted in the context of sets of words. So for union, everything was clear. Let's have a look at what the star could mean in that context. And star on sets of strings is defined as you pick words from your original set of strings. So whatever string is considered to be element of the underlying set, you can pick and concatenate with whatever else you want to pick from there. And so you can build arbitrarily many concatenations out of words from the original language, and this contributes to a new word in the new language. So it's just like arbitrary concatenations. That's what the star operator does. Then the other one would be here, the dot operator between two sets of strings. And this would be the a word from L1 and a word from L2. And the concatenation of those would be an element of the new set. So essentially what you do there is a Cartesian product of the elements from L1 and L2. You will see me later on use regular expressions a lot more often, and in order to make the structure of those regular expressions clear, I usually like to represent them in form of notated ranked trees. So instead of just talking about a regular expression as it is here in this form, I usually like to deconstruct that in its operators that that make this regular expression up. And for that, you see that we have this A and B, which is this innermost operation here with a concatenation in between, and this is then piped to the empty string. So we have the empty string and the pipe between those, and out of that we do the star operation, which is this one over here. So in that representation, the inner nodes are the operator applications, and these operators are applied to the sub expressions that are layouted underneath the inner nodes. So what that means is that for this operator, I will find its operands underneath, connected with the edges in between, and the leaves of these kinds of trees are like the particular symbols that that this regular expression consists of, or even epsilon if it's the empty string that is mentioned in there. And yeah, that is one valid representation of that. A short example taken from scanner specification for the Java language. so that you see how that might look in a real productive environment. So there you usually specify your token classes with the help of so-called macros that you can set up, which means that you give particular regular expressions a name by assigning them to a particular left-hand side. So the regular expression here on the right is then accessible under the macro name that is here on the left. Okay, so this is one thing to keep in mind for these scanner generator specifications. Another thing that you have not seen in this lecture so far is this construct here. You see there's the square brackets and this minus operator, and these are meta characters. So what would they mean? So if you take something like this with 0 to 9, what this corresponds to is a whole chain of pipe operations between 0, which is this leftmost value, and 9, which is this rightmost value. And between you have like the all these characters from in between. So in usual scanner generators emanate from the idea that all the characters in the alphabet are numbered, and with this 0 to 9 you would mean the pipe operator between all the characters in the number range between 0 and 9, for example. And of course also the is also valid for things like literal characters like this A to Z, for example, would be resolved to A, pipe B, pipe C, pipe whatever is in between to Z. All that. So this is just an abbreviation for that. One of the other meta operators that I've talked about that we didn't mention explicitly because they can be expressed with our basic operations. Other things that you have not seen are are those little fellows here. These curly brackets around identifiers are just references to macros. So for that thing, for example, the LE pattern is just inlined into the expression for this id. And then again, you see an occurrence of such a macro. There you see an occurrence of a macro and so on. So these, this just means that their counterparts are inlined into the respective slots. So this DI goes to DI like this. So, and you will see this quite heavily used for a lot of complicated expressions. So this is, for example, the lexical specification for float. And well, you see that those can get quite large. Oh yeah, one thing that you haven't seen, or maybe haven't seen so far, are these fellows here. These are backslashes with some particular special characters behind, and they serve for escaping purposes. So with that you encode that the, for example, with this backslash underscore, you encode that this underscore is meant to be an actual real character of the basic alphabet instead of like the meta character underscore, which is in that particular scanner generator also a meta operator. But yeah, with this backslash you can escape from the world of meta operators into your original character set. So, yeah, that's, again, the things that we have already seen. And with that, we have seen how regular expressions are defined, what the semantics are, and have seen a few examples of regular expressions in place. And with that, we can continue with the next topic.